this audio contains a complete non-analytical hypnosis session on confidence for you to listen to. It is the same one that we put together in the video portion of this lesson. It will be conducted by Raluca. Be sure that you have about 1/2 hour of uninterrupted time available to be able to listen to it. It's important that you know what it feels like before you conduct a session. At the end of this session, you will be asked a few questions from the post-session report form on page 200 of your manual. Have it handy so you can understand the process and be able to use it effectively with your clients. Now, here's a preparation for the session. Number one, turn off any cell phones or regular phones that you might have in the room. Number two, eliminate any other possible distractions that you might have. Three, let any animals or pets that you have in the room out. It's important to do this because hypnosis seems to attract animals, and a lot of times they'll jump in your lap halfway through the session. Number four, if you have any chewing gum, please get rid of that so you don't choke on it during the session. Number five, turn off any radios or TVs. Six, when you're ready, sit comfortably in a chair, supporting your neck preferably. Now, what I'd like you to do is go ahead and pause this MP3 until you've prepared yourself with all those previous steps. And when you're ready, simply come back and start the MP3 for your hypnosis session. Enjoy.
Close your eyes and relax. Take a deep breath and take a second deep breath. And on your third deep breath, hold it for about 3 seconds and exhale and relax. I'm going to have you relax every part of your body, starting from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet. And as you relax each part of your body, I'd like you to use your imagination to imagine and even feel each part of your body relax and let go completely. Starting with the top of your head, your scalp and your forehead, your eyebrows and your eyelids, and feel that relaxation going down through your cheeks and your nose, relax your mouth, and especially all those muscles around your mouth and lips. Make sure your teeth are not clenched together. And just relax. Relax your chin and your jaw. And allow all of those muscles in your face to just let go. And your neck relaxes, starting with the front part of your neck and the back part of your neck, all the way down to your shoulders. Just feel your shoulders relax completely. Get rid of any tension that may be in your shoulder area. It should feel good to do that. And your arms relax, starting with your upper arms going down to your elbows. Relax your wrist, your hands, and even the fingers. Just relax and let go. Notice how deep and regular your breathing has become. So much more than just a few moments ago when we began. Feel your breathing. Feel the rhythm of your breathing. Notice the contraction and expansion of your diaphragm and your chest. And allow your chest muscles to relax. All the way down to your stomach. Just feel your stomach muscles relax and let go. Get rid of any tension there may be in that area. Just allow everything to let go completely. And your back muscle relax. Those larger muscles in the upper part of your back, going down your spinal column and into your lower back. And allow all those smaller muscles in the lower part of your back to relax as well. And your hips relax. And especially your legs, starting with your thighs, your knees, and feel the relaxation going down into your calves and your ankles. Relax your feet and even your toes, just relax completely. As you begin to drift into a deeper, relaxed state, just letting yourself go, let your mind and body become one, just feeling so good. In just a moment, I'm going to count from 20 down to 1. And as I do, you can allow yourself to relax at your own pace. But before I do that, I'd like you to use your imagination. I'd like you to imagine a custom cloud snuggling up to your body in the shape of a chair. And imagine that this chair has arms on it. It's a very warm and comfortable cloud. It's your personal cloud. Notice how it snuggles up to your body. Now it's going to take you to a very beautiful place. A special place in your life. A place where you're happy. A place where you feel good, and a place where you are totally relaxed. So as I begin counting, just allow yourself to relax completely on that comfortable cloud, and let it take you to that wonderful place where you're happy, relaxed, and very calm. Just allow yourself to be there for a moment as I begin to count. And you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into relaxation. 20. Just let yourself go completely. 19. 19, 18, all the way down deep, 17, 16, deeper and deeper, 15, 14, just let yourself go, 13, 12, give yourself the permission that this is what you want to do, 11, 10, allow yourself to let go. 9, 8, deeper and deeper. 7, 6, all the way down deep. 5, 4, tired and drowsy. 3, 2, so very relaxed. And finally, 1, deep, deep relaxation. I would like you to use your imagination. Imagine a yardstick, if you would. As you know, a yardstick has numbers on it from 1 to 36. Imagine that the number 1 represents the least relaxed you could be, as if you are wide awake, and the number 36 represents the deepest that you could be relaxed. Between 1 and 36, there are many numbers. One of those numbers best represents exactly how relaxed you are at this present time. I'd like you to think about how relaxed you are right now, and about which number best represents how relaxed you are. In just a moment, I will ask you to tell me which number it is that you are relaxed at. So now, remaining totally, completely relaxed, tell me, what number are you relaxed at right now? As you sit there, very comfortable and relaxed, I want you to imagine a staircase in front of you. A beautiful staircase with a banister running down alongside and a deep, rich carpet underneath your feet. As you look down the stairs, you notice that there are 10 steps leading gently down. 10 steps leading down, down, down. These are the steps that will lead you deep into relaxation. And in a moment, as I begin to count, you will walk down those steps and you will find that the deeper down you go, the more comfortable, and the more relaxed you will become. So now take hold of the banister and begin to slowly descend the stairs, starting with the top step. 10. Deeply relaxed. 9. Let yourself go more and more. 8. More and more relaxed. 7. Deep, deep relaxation. 6. 5. More and more and more relaxed. 4. Deeply relaxed. So comfortable. 3. More and more relaxed. 2. Almost at the bottom now. Just one more step to go. And 1. Deep, deep relaxation. All the way down. Now that you have reached the bottom step and you are totally relaxed, just allow yourself to let go completely as you go deeper and deeper. You are a confident person. You are in control in all that you do. You believe in yourself and in your abilities. You know that anything you attempt to do, you will give it 100% of your abilities, and are confident that you will succeed. You are successful in all areas of your life. Believing in yourself and being positive gives you the confidence that you need to take on any task. When attempting something new, the first thing that comes into your mind are the words, "I can do it." You realize that what the mind can conceive, the mind can achieve. And you move forward with all things. Just because you haven't done something before doesn't stop you. Just because you may not know how to do something doesn't sway you. You are open-minded and move ahead with confidence that you can and you will succeed. You are a winner. You are confident. You are in control. In just a moment, I am going to count to 5. And at the count of 5, you will come all the way back from hypnosis to the here and now. Feeling totally relaxed and comfortable. 1. You are beginning to emerge from hypnosis. 2. Feeling wonderful in every way. 3. Your mind is clear and alert. 4. Your eyes are starting to open. And 5. Eyes wide open, fully awake, and feeling fine.
Welcome back. From when you close your eyes to when you just opened them now, How long did it seem like to you? 5 minutes or less? Mark that down in your report form. Realize that the reason your client may report such a shorter time than what actually occurred is that they experienced missing time. This happens when they are so relaxed that they attain level 4 or higher of the Aaronsdepp scale, which will be discussed in detail in a future lesson. Level 4 is where a client experiences amnesia. That's why the client many times will not remember what you said as well. It is the same phenomena that you experience when you daydream and you don't remember what happened. Next, did you experience any heaviness or lightness in your session? If you experienced heaviness, it would have felt as if you were sinking into the chair, as if you were part of the chair. If you experienced a lightness, it may have felt as if you were floating above the chair, kind of buoyant. If you experienced either one of those, it should be marked on your form. Did you experience any kind of tingling sensation in your hands or your arms? Sometimes this tingling sensation you feel when your hands fall asleep and you feel that pins and needle type feeling. You'll also feel this sometimes in hypnosis. Other things like excessive swallowing, rapid eye movement where your eyelids flutter, and the results of the depth test, you would record on the post-session form yourself as you observe them. You just experienced the non-analytical session. A few points to remember when conducting this session on your own are, first, use your own voice in the session so as to not throw off your client with a self-created, deep, hypnotic voice. It's not needed. Be yourself. Next, be sure to read your scripts slowly. You can never go too slow, as the intent is to relax them and to have the client let go. Reading too fast will cause the client to become agitated, as they will not have time to relax and complete the task that you gave them. This will also cause them to resist accepting your suggestions. Remember, slow is the way to go. When you tell the client to take 3 deep breaths also, take the time between each breath to observe the rising and falling of their chest before you move on to the next one. By going slowly, you will have the time to observe your client. You'll have the time to read a bit ahead of your script, so you won't be surprised with something unexpected. You'll have the time to prepare for difficult words so you don't stumble over them. And you'll even have time to take the occasional note should you need it for later on discussion. All in all, it will create a more relaxing, effective, and professional session.